Let us bow our heads. Almighty Father, we come in the name of our Lord and Savior. We thank you for all that you have done for us. But the most of all, we thank you for Jesus, who died on the cross that we may have a right to the tree of life. Bless every soul you have sent this way. Don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed in the blessing that you know it stands in the need of. And Heavenly Father, you know I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and you got all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. To our preaching brethren, and to our deacons, and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank our deacon for that great message which he have gave in the name of our Lord and Savior. Open your Bibles to John 13, beginning at the 21st verse. John 13. When Jesus had thus said, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spake. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spake. He then lying on Jesus' breast said unto him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, He it is to whom I have given a sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judah Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou doest, do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spake this unto them. For some of them thought, because Judah had the bag, the money bag, that Jesus said unto him, buy those things that we have need against the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. We're going to use an unusual thought today. They was at the table of the Lord and issuing out the Lord's Supper. They had another type of supper also. But our thought is today, a guest at the Lord's table. A guest at the Lord's table. A guest at the Lord's table. Are you a guest at the Lord's table? Some of us may say yes because we may not know any better. A guest is not a part of the family. He's not a part of the family because he's a guest. You may have a guest at your house eating, but he's not a part of the family. A guest is a stranger. A guest is a visitor. A guest doesn't have the same rights as one that has in the family. If you have a guest in your home, you don't have the same rights of the one that stay there. You have to show him around. You can go in your closet when you feel like it. But it's strange when you see a guest come to your house walking in your closet. It's strange when a guest come in your house and going in your dresser drawers. Strange when a stranger come in your house and just jumping in the bed. He doesn't have the same rights. A guest don't have the same rights. But the question is, are you a guest? Because the disciples said, Lord, is it I? A guest is one danger at the Lord's table when he don't want to be helped. He danger at the Lord's table. A guest. Looking for rest. A guest have no comfort. A guest have no peace. A guest have no relaxing. A guest doesn't have a safe home. He a guest. Judah was a guest at the Lord's table. Nobody wants to be named Judas. No parent, you never heard, named a child Judah. Nobody never named their daughter Jezebel. Nobody. You'll never hear that. We named cow Jezebel. But you don't name your child Jezebel. Because she was considered as one of the wicked women that ever lived. Judah had a tough record, and nobody wants to be a Judah. But I want us to check ourselves today and see, are we a guest at the Lord's table? He was a disciple. He was an apostle. He was a betrayer of the Son of Man. Judah here is representing all hypocrites and evildoers. He's representing all hypocrites and evildoers. That means Jesus said, fret not yourself because of evildoers. That means he said, woe unto the hypocrite. Because he represents these type of people. Jesus told his disciples, have not I chose you 12 and one of you is the devil? He said that, didn't he? I chose 12 and one of you is a devil. He was referring to Judah. And they were men of respect. They represent gentleness. These men represent courage. These men represent love. They represent joy. They represent peace. They was men that represent good things. But yet still, there was a devil in the midst of them. In other words, Jesus didn't even let the other disciple know that he was the devil. That's a strange thing, ain't it? That Jesus chose 12 men and he knew in the beginning he had a devil. And he was at the Lord's table. Check this out. I ain't called nobody on Judas. But it's a searching message for all of us to see our own self. And we talk about him so bad, and which he's done something wrong. But a lot of time, we just about in the same shoes and don't realize it. So many of us. And don't even realize it. That we are sometimes the characteristic of Judas. Not in the same sense that he was not a human, but he just had the spirit of Satan on the inside. He was a plotter. Satan is a plotter. He loved the plot. He expert in plot. We got a lot of folks love to plot. McKinley said you're throwing stone when you plot. I like that too. Stone throwers. Judah was a plotter. Some folk, they lay down the plot. Some folks go to meditate on Jesus. They meditate on that plot. How to get even with somebody. Don't we do it sometimes? I get even with her some way. I pay him back. I let him know who I am. I ain't been no Christian all my life. I can be a devil when I want to be one. He ain't going to run over me. She ain't going to get away with this. So you got to plot. You got to plot. Plotting evil. Always remember when you plot, you're digging a ditch. And remember when you dig the ditch, you hit it first. Always remember that. Judah was a plotter. And when somebody, listen to me good, y'all. When somebody lay down all the time, every night, all the time, every night, plotting, you may be a Jew. I ain't condemning nobody, but I'm trying to help you. I say every night, on your job, all the time, plotting. Want to get even with somebody all the time. Go to work. Plotting. Driving your car. Plotting. Get home. Plotting. Lay down. Plotting. You better check yourself. Plotting. Want to get even with somebody. I'm glad we ain't got nobody in here like that. A plotter. Judah was a plotter. We supposed to meditate on good things. When you meditate on good things come out. So a man thinketh, so is he. And when that stuff get in your mind, then it be manifested. It's got to sit in there first. And then after sit in there a while, you begin to let it be manifested. Plotting. Plotting at the Lord's table. He was a plotter. So you ain't got to be a plotter. He was one of the worst men in the church at this time. One of the worst in the church at this time. He was a betrayer and he was a thief. And he had the bag. The bag means he was the treasure, Sister Nixon. Jesus let him be treasure. He loved money. You find folks love money. They'll do anything for money. The lover of money is the root of all evil. Money is not the root, but the love of it. Judas had the bag. See, the disciple had a little treasure. They helped the poor. And Judas was the treasure. The devil had the treasure. Jesus knew that. And let him hold the bag. He was a thief. And when you do anything for money, you're a thief.
some folk hold on to their money. And they'll do anything for money. That's a funny thing. Money got power in it.
Amen.
That's a funny thing about money. Just like me and Nip run together.
Uh-huh.
Somebody could pay me so much to knock him off.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
They knock him off. They bump him off. Hit man. Give me some money, I'll hit him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, sometimes that's half y'all. And the deacon says, not all the time, literally doing something but to talk.
Yeah.
Right.
Slam the folks. Got some on somebody.
Yeah.
I tell it.
Yeah.
Black men, folks.
Yeah.
That's still hidden.
Yeah.
Bump him off.
Yeah.
Money. I do certain things if you just bump him off.
Yeah.
Did you not know that's something on you too?
All right. Yeah. All
right. Amen.
So we don't want to be no Jewish. We don't want to be at the Lord's table and be a plotter. Be a thief and be a betrayer. Look at the characteristics of Judah. A man with no rest. A man got no peace. A man got no hope. He always running from place to place. He never relaxed. Satan always keeping busy. He got a demon in him. And that demon keep him restless. Always got to find some junk. He never looked for no wholesome food, but nothing but slop. He feed all slop. Slop ain't good for you, nothing but the hog. Some folks like that. I ain't talking about y'all. Some folks like that. Slop. Some folks never want to hear nothing but slop. Ain't that right, y'all? Now, y'all know I'm telling the truth now. And some folks never want to hear nothing but slop. They never want to hear nothing about the good things of Jesus. They never want to hear the good things about people, but nothing but slop. They go on the corner to hear slop. Deacon, be on the corner to hear slop. Preacher, be on the corner to hear slop. Choir members, on the corner to hear slop.
Amen.
Trustees on the corner to hear slop.
Yeah.
Members on the trust on the corner to hear slop.
Yeah.
Nothing good. And when you hear nothing but slop, that's all gonna come out slop.
That's right.
No rest. You don't be satisfied till you hear slop. And the ease can be laid astray. Easy. All they want is hear something. Bang. They look for to hear something. Bang.
Yes, sir.
They think up lies.
Well,
that was kind of bothered me sometimes.
Well,
yeah. Y'all ever thought about where lies come from?
Well,
yeah. It ain't true, but it got to come from somewhere.
Yes, yeah.
I ain't no truth nowhere about it, but it's out.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you meet the person and ask them, where you get it from? That's what they say.
Yeah.
Why are you spreading it then? You ain't got no proof.
Yeah.
But just got to spread it.
Well,
I don't know. When you call me off, do you know that what they're saying? Who is they?
Yeah.
Who are they? Huh? What thing you talking about?
Yeah.
You just got and started running with it.
Yeah.
Coffee was bad news. Right. It wasn't nothing good in it. And we cease off that. And the sad thing about that, Brother Calvin, church folks love to do that.
Yeah. All right.
I done heard some lies that come from some folks. I know it's a lie. About my members. Even about me, I know it's a lie.
Yeah.
Where it comes from?
Yeah.
Don't you think you ought to find out something before you begin to spread it?
Yeah.
You've got to be very careful. Somebody's going to have you in court after a while.
Yeah.
You're liable for everything you do now, just about. You know that? So you be very careful now. Somebody's going to challenge you one day. And there you go on the stand. You better be careful what you say about folks now. If you ain't got no proof, you better be careful. Because somebody going to have you sitting in that courtroom. Sweating. So better be careful. The cap. Don't have the characteristic of Judah. He was the worst man in church at that time. Why did Jesus choose the man whom he knew was a devil? It's a hard question, ain't it? But you can look at that thing now. When you look at it, why did God choose you? Why did God choose me? Why did God choose a devil? Why did God choose somebody who was a thief and a betrayer? Why did he get me? Why did he get you? Something to think about, ain't it? Why he got me? That's a mystery. Why God knew he was a devil. But he got it. That's one of my prayers. Look at you. Look at me. That means I read that scripture. One time we wasn't no people.
That's right.
One time we wasn't hitting no nothing. We was rogues.
Yes, sir.
We still whitened off the yellow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's some slick rogues.
Yeah.
One with y'all, one with. We got a little everything, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know you ought to say yes loud enough. You know you're going to have that. You wasn't shifting him from heaven. You know that. We done got a little everything. I have and you have too. So look at Judah. God chose him. Look at us. Ain't hitting on nothing. That's what God come here for, to help us.
Yeah.
That's what he come here for, to stop us from stealing.
Yeah.
That's what he come here for, to stop us from being backbiters.
That's, right.
That's what he come here for, to stop us from being martyrs. We was one of these things, and a lot of them all had all these characteristics. That's what he come here for. All I'm trying to get you to see, if he's on his table, and if you eat what he got to offer, he'll stop you from doing it.
Amen.
That's the only thing different.
Yeah.
But all of them was messed up.
Yeah.
Here God choosing a man to carry the gospel, and he was a devil. God letting us know, I give everybody a chance. It's up to you to do what I said do. Here, man, Sister Billy, being with the church. Jesus knew who he was. Jesus didn't make no mistake.
No,
he letting us know, sir.
Yes, sir.
We and Judah just about what the same.
All right. All right.
Why did God choose him? That's God's business.
Right.
So it's a mystery. It's a mystery. We need to get a lesson from it. But Jesus said, woe unto that man by whom he is betrayed. Woe unto him. Woe can go first you want to go. Ain't no limit to woe.
Yeah.
Ain't no limit to what God would do. When God said woe, that's bad.
Yes, sir.
Woe unto the man that betrayed me. Look what Jesus said. It was better if he wasn't born.
Yeah.
Lord, him mercy. It was better now if he wasn't even born. Jesus said that.
Yeah.
It was better if he wasn't even born. Now, what Jesus saying here? To be a sinner and never be saved is better than even come here.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't hear what I said. Y'all didn't hear. To be a sinner and stay a sinner is better, is lesser than coming in the world. Y'all ain't coming. But the end gonna be, it was better for me not to be born than for man never give his life to Jesus Christ. Ain't that sad? If a man never give his life to Christ, it was better that you didn't come out your mama womb.
That's right.
Well, I didn't have nothing to do with it. But you better eat off Jesus' table.
Yeah.
I knew you didn't have nothing to do with it. But here the food, eat it.
Yeah.
Right. You know what? Some of the saddest thing in the world. When you got food to eat from Jesus and don't eat it. Did you not know when the preacher preached the word of God and you walk off without giving your life to Jesus? Did you not know you walking off from Jesus?
Yeah.
Folks don't realize that. The devil blind folks. When the preacher preached the word of God and you leave without giving your life to Jesus, you saying, God, I don't want what you got. Just like the rich man. He said, I want eternal life. When Jesus Christ told him about eternal life, he walked off from it. That's how bad it is when a man walk off from the gospel. Sometimes when the preacher said things that folks don't like to hear, what happens? They walk out. They're walking off from Christ. A guest at the Lord's table. A guest. Look what he said. Woe unto that man who betrayed me. Look what Jesus said to us. Woe unto that unfaithful pastor.
Yeah.
This is a woe on me too.
Yeah.
If I don't do what he said. Woe unto that unfaithful pastor.
Yeah.
Woe unto the pastor who scattered my flock.
Yeah.
Woe unto him. Woe unto the unfaithful steward. Yeah. Talk about y'all now. One to them who go around saying evil is good and good is evil.
Yeah.
Amen. He's saying woe unto us now. Woe unto those who are hypocrites and evildoers. He's saying woe unto us now.
Yeah.
Woe. I started to stay at home, but you didn't hit you.
Right.
Y'all need this, y'all. You need it now. Trying to help somebody.
Yes,
see? Woe. It's a woe unto us too. Judas had a chance to be saved.
Amen.
God didn't hate Judas. God just letting us know there are so many folks who never want to give their life to Christ.
Right.
Not because God don't want him, he want everybody saved.
Yeah.
But it's just up to each individual to give his life to Christ. So it's a woe unto the hypocrite. The woe is everybody who act like Judah. So don't be a hypocrite. Be for real. Please don't be a hypocrite. Please don't be a hypocrite. Please don't. Are you selling Christ every day to a high bidder? How much we sell Christ a day for?
Uh-huh.
Y'all feel that? I know we talk about Judas so bad, don't we? Oh, Judas betrayed Jesus. How many times we betrayed Christ?
Come on,
yeah. Y'all ever really thought about that?
Good question.
Huh? What you love harder than you love Jesus? What it is? What? That's a high bid. Huh? That's a high bid. Some folks love party harder than they love Christ.
Yeah.
They sold him out. Judah did got some silver.
Oh, yes.
We sold him out just for fun.
Yeah.
We sold him out just to hear rock and roll.
Yeah.
We sold him out just to twist one, two, or three times.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did sell him out for some money.
Yeah.
What you sell him out for? Oh, you selling out Christ. Something to think about him.
Yeah.
It's a searching question, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And it's just God. Don't it make you think? What I'm setting Christ out for? What's so important more than Christ?
Well,
that's all Jesus letting us know. Someone says, I don't need it, but I want to be identified with the church.
Yeah,
but I really don't need it. I got my own priorities. I know what I want to do, when I want to do it. Nobody tell me nothing. So I do what I want. A guest at the Lord's table. I was 15 minutes behind today. I've got to rush on a little bit now. One of the saddest things in the world, a person being a guest at the Lord's table when he can be a part of the family. You can be a part of the family. Here you sitting down eating, him sitting down eating, and here Jesus and all the family around there, I'm sitting down there. Everybody getting up, going to other rooms, and I can't get up. I can't go in nobody else's bedroom. I'm at somebody else's house. We are sons of God. Sons of God. Heirs of God. You're heirs with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We belong to God.
Yeah.
We belong to the family of God.
Yeah.
But everybody don't belong to the family of God.
That's right.
Some folks are guessing. And watch this. And when I love him, I can walk in the next room and tell him, come out. I want to talk to my father. But you can't do that when you're a guest. My stomach hurting. Oh, my stomach hurting. I ain't got nothing to help me. I ain't got nothing to help me. A guest ain't got nothing to help me. He got to go run to the medicine cabinet. Ain't nothing in there. But if the son rang it, and ain't nothing in there, he's the only need. And says, Father, help me.
Yeah.
He got different rights.
Well,
in other words, he my doctor.
Oh, yes,
it's a lady testified and mourned about what God has done for. He's a doctor.
Amen.
When you're a son, a guest don't have these rights.
That's right.
When I get buried,
yes,
I don't know which way to turn. I can talk to my father. I can go in my secret house. A guest can't go anywhere. But I can go and close the door and talk to my father.
Yeah.
I said, Father, I'm burdened.
Yeah.
And after a while, when they get through, I'm picking up, coming back out the closet.
Yeah.
Coming out skipping.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't burdened no more.
You're right.
A son can do that.
Yeah.
But a guest can't do that. Watch this. Y'all better listen at me. Here one of the sons. Lord called him home. He got a house. He got a home. Going on to be with the Lord. Suppose the guest died in the house.
All right.
Have you ever thought about that? What God do with his son, he take him in his bosom.
Yeah.
And take him on ahead. Go and be with the Lord.
Well,
but just all the guests die. Where's he going? When a guest died in the home of the Lord, you know what happened? God sent him somewhere else. He ain't got no rest. You see, everybody got a home, but everybody ain't got a rest in their home. The guest ain't got no rest nowhere. But a son in the family of God. Ain't it good to be in the family of God? Don't y'all see what I'm trying to get you to see? Ain't you glad you're not a guest around the table of the Lord? Look at why they're around that table. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. One of them was leaning on the bosom.
Yes, sir.
Lord help me. See, a guest ain't gonna lean on that. He's trying to trick him.
No, yeah, that's it.
He will lean on his book.
Yes, sir.
God of mine.
Yeah.
And then, old Peter. He said, "Who's that? Is it our Lord? Is it our?" Old Peter looked at him, looked at John, and said, "Action, John."
Yes, sir. That's it.
Oh, John, you love yourself some Jesus. See, the more you love Jesus, the more you get out of it. Little you know, the little you're going to get from it. Y'all get what I said?
Yeah.
See, John was close to him. How come Peter couldn't ask him? Peter wasn't closer than John was. That's why I told y'all, the closer you are to Christ, the more you get out of Christ. The further you're away from him, the less you know about him. And when Jesus, when John would lean on his bosom, I don't know what old John is.
That's it. That's it.
That means he called Jesus a homosexual. But he wasn't no homosexual. And then Jesus said, "Warn you. After I dip the sock and who I give it to, that's the one going to betray me." That's the one. But they still didn't recognize it. Hear a man that walked with Jesus. Hear a man that talked with Jesus. Hear a man that slept with him and saw the power of God. Hear a man God gave power to preach the gospel, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, and still died and went to hell.
Yes, sir.
A guest at the table. Now watch it now. I don't know if I get scared.
Well,
I'm trying to show you, sir. I'm trying to show you, sir. Judah had a chance. He had a chance to be saved. But he never was saved. He had a chance. Jesus even gave him a chance. He told him. Jesus was sorry of the heart. He hated to see him be lost. Then follow me 3 years and a half and still don't recognize me. That means you sold him out. Don't sell Jesus out.
Well,
don't sell him out. For I know we mess up sometimes, but don't have a practice selling Christ out.
Right.
I don't care what the world got to offer. Don't you be in Jesus all. Because the world always says, if I give you this, will you stop doing this for Jesus?
Yeah.
You can have this if you stop doing this for Jesus. Don't be in Jesus all. Don't sell Christ. Don't sell it. Don't sell it. You heard what Sister Larry said? I can't even walk. You do. Y'all didn't catch that song, right? I can't even walk except he hold my hand. I can't go to sleep except he rock me to sleep. I can't wake up except he wake me up. I can't get out except he let me sit out. I can't get up except he let me get up. We take it lightly.
Oh, hallelujah.
Judah was a guest at the Lord's table. But hallelujah. The family. The family. He told Judah, "What you gonna do, fella? You better go and do it quickly.
Yeah.
If you don't have to do it quickly, you may try to kill me now. Because
yeah.
The devil got in him." Y'all heard that, didn't you?
Right.
When you go over, he said the devil got in him. He's already open, but he got in him now. In other words, what he's trying to say, that he may do anything.
Right. Right.
See, when the devil get in you, you may do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Judah didn't have to go nowhere. He could have stayed right there. And trust God. Now the Bible says he went and repented after he sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. The high priestess and things. Y'all know the story. But did you not know he got them 30 pieces of silver? He was sorry in his conscience and got that money and sold it back to them. Throw it on the ground. The high priest, don't bring it back to us. He said, "I don't betray innocent blood." I sold out Jesus. He ain't done nothing. He was innocent. That's what he said. He said, what is yours? We don't want that money. We ain't going to put it back in trade. You could have put it in trade because they would mess up yourself with it. We're going to buy a graveyard with it. That means we had to pray over money. Ask God to bless it and still alive. You know, we don't know where everybody getting money from. Sometimes maybe some blood money. I don't know. That means we had to pray over it. Still alive. Still alive. But he could have been saved. He left. Do it quickly. You better hurry up. And he left. He could have repented right there. But he went out and repented. The Bible says he repented. But look how he changed up. What happened to him? He repented because he was guilty.
Well.
But he didn't have no faith in Christ. When you ain't got no faith in Christ, it is impossible to please God. If he had to believe that he was the Christ, the Son of the God, was going to die here about that grave, then he could have repented. But he didn't. He just repented because he'd done something wrong. That was a sorry, worldly sorry. There's a spiritual sorry and a worldly sorry. A spiritual sorry is a sorry that I'm sorry for my sin. Christ is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. A sorry for the world is a different type, Paul said.
Right.
That type just called my mama died.
Well,
you know, some the worst devil in the world will cry.
Yeah. Hey,
the worst devil in the world will cry. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
If I don't know, I'm coming to church and I'm crying.
Well,
but they're sorry because of mama. Or something happened. But not sorry, deep in the heart, spiritually. Because he didn't have faith in Christ, he went and hung himself. See, when you say a Jesus out, you'll go kill yourself.
Yeah.
And we're finna close now. I won't leave y'all like that. Just make sure you're in the family by having faith in Christ. See, when you have faith in Christ and give your life to Christ, you in the family of Christ. Christ loved to have guests at his table. Remember now, he asked for guests. But he don't want the guests to leave without recognizing that he's the Christ. He don't want the guests to leave. He wants to save the guests. I'm in the family. By his grace, I'm in the family. You in the family by his grace. And you ought to thank God that you got somebody you can call on. You ought to thank God that you've got somebody that you can tell your problems to. You ought to thank God that God saved your life when you weren't hitting on nothing. You in the family of Christ. And let me get this straight now. Because a lot of folks who come to Bible study don't understand. If you feel like you lost, we don't walk by fear. Now that's number one. We walk by faith. If you're walking by your fear, you ain't getting no nothing. We walk by faith. Sometimes the devil make you feel like you ain't saved. You got to remember that. You just remember, I gave my life to Christ. I gave my life to Christ by faith, not by fear, not by sight, but by faith. You can be so happy today, want to walk on clouds today, wake up in the morning, look like God gone and left you. That's fear. We don't walk by fear. We walk by faith in Jesus Christ. And if you don't done that, you're in the family of Christ. You're not a guest. But you are in the family. If you haven't done that, you're a guest. If you haven't gave your life to Christ, you're a guest. And although you're in church, but if you haven't gave your life to Christ, you're a guest around the Lord's table. Everybody bow your heads. Everybody bow your heads. Heavenly Father, you know all of us. You know all of your family. You know us. But somebody here is not in the family, and you know that too. And I ask you, along with the saints, that you would touch their hearts. Don't let them leave the table like Judah without recognizing that you are the Christ. And by confessing with their mouth and believing in their heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And I pray that you touch right now in the name of Jesus. Everybody got their head down, eyes closed. If you know you haven't gave your life to Christ to be your personal Savior, I don't want you to be ashamed no kind of way. This is what the gospel is for. This is what the gospel is all about. If you know that you haven't gave your life to Christ, if you know that, as your personal Savior, everybody got their head down,